I certainly would make history if I became the first presidential candidate to announce the McGill Summer School. That would. But I'm a strong supporter of President Biden. I understand, you know, as someone who was starting out, was a victim of a little bit of ageism myself, you know, some people believing I was too young or appearing too young. Joe Biden is obviously getting that on the other end of the age spectrum. I think when you look at all the pieces of legislation that have passed, especially in his first 2 years in office, it's a remarkable record, and I don't think he actually gets quite the credit that he deserves. In terms of my own future, while I'm a strong supporter of President Biden, I was in 2020. I was one of the first members of Congress to come out and support him when he went through a very tough Democratic primary, and for a while there, it looked like he wasn't going to win. Once we go beyond this election, you know, I don't rule anything out for the future. That is, if I have learned anything about American politics over the last 15 years or so, you know, if we think about it, who was predicting 20 years ago when George W. Bush was president, he just won re-election, that the very next president would be an African-American with the middle name Hussein? And then who was predicting that 8 years later he would be succeeded by a failing reality TV star who was such a bad businessman he couldn't make money running a casino? I will not ever rule anything out about my future. I'm a big believer that if I just do the job that I have right now and do it well, that those other opportunities naturally arise.